then. Let's check this. So today's daf is daf Ayin Chet. I think this is like the third time I've said that. And we're holding on the Halakha Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amud Beit. Dam shenitarev b'mayim, im yesh bo marit, dam kasher. Here we have a tarovet, but this time the tarovet is identifiable. So it's identifiable by its color. So if you mix the blood and water, we don't look at the rov. Instead, we see as long as it's identifiably blood, so then you can use it as blood. But how about if it's nitarev b'yayin? So then it's not identifiable in the color. Red wine. So what we do is ro'ino tokilu umayim. Now, the assumption is, it's a pretty reasonable assumption too, it turns out to be true, of course, that what this means is that we'll pretend that the wine is water so that we can detect the blood in it. So we take an equivalent amount of water and we say, would we have been able to detect the blood? If so, then it would also be kosher. If it was nitarev b'dam behema or b'dam achaya, so a dam behema of chulin or a dam of chaya, which obviously is chulin, there too, lo'ino tokilu umayim, will take the dam of the chaya and the dam of the behema, say, what if it had been water? If it had been water, if it's not still noticeable in it, at this proportion, so then it's kosher. Why do we separate these cases? Essentially, we have three cases here. So one case is where it truly is noticeable. Second case is where it's min b'she'eno mino, wine and dam. However, they're the same in coloration. So there we create a theoretical case, well, what would be if? But the third case is a case of true min b'mino, it's dam ba'dam. So if the tarovet of min b'mino doesn't bother us as being essentially different than any other tarovet, then it'll be exactly the same as the wine. The question is, in theory, when you have a mixture of a min b'mino, you could certainly think to yourself that if min b'mino is, it's a description of what the item is, not the halacha of the item. There's two ways to view tarovet. Now, if tarovet is the question of, is this still here? Or do we say it's so insignificant in the mixture that it's no longer here from a halacha point of view? Then if it's mixed with the same thing, how could it disappear? It's exactly as noticeable as it was before. There's no reason why we should see the blood disappearing in blood. So you're saying, but the halacha of the blood is different, but the halacha is not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the reality of the blood. So if that would be the case, it wouldn't be possible to be mevatel at all, because there's no real tarovet that could lead to bitul. That's why we have the third case separate, and indeed that's a machloket. Whether we can even say bitul under any circumstances, and indeed Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain dam mevatel dam. How could you be mevatel something in itself, in the same species? And therefore, whatever the proportion is, as long as you have the blood here, it would still be kosher to use. How about if it was nita'arev bedam pisulim? How about if you have blood which is inappropriate for the mizbeach, so that it was, let's say, shechted with a bachshevet pigul, or it was from a behemah that was a roveah of a nirva, and so on. So it's inappropriate to put up that dam. So then we have, as we'll see later on, a gezera, that even if you have rov dam kosher, in that case, we don't allow you to use it. It's possible. And therefore, what you do is, yishafech lama, you remember that there was the drain that was filled with water. It was like a little water channel where everything that was dirty would go into. And they should simply pour it out. If it was mixed up, the dam hanefesh, in the dam hatamtzit, and remember the dam hatamtzit is after the blood spurts out, so now the remaining dam that continues to dribble out is called the dam hatamtzit, and that's possible for the mizbeach. There too, even though the rov is dam hanefesh, again, it's a gezerah, and we'll see what it's dependent on later, yishafech lama. Rabbi Eliezer, now, it's a question of what Rebbe Eliezer means. Is he Rebbe Eliezer's machshir? Is he machshir only on the Dam HaTamtzit? Or is he machshir on the two above items? That we'll see. It depends on how we understand Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara. Im lo nimlach, if the good old Kohen didn't ask anybody, just went ahead and gave it. Sometimes those are the best Kohen, you know what I mean? So if he went ahead with Natan, kasher. So if it's already done, because since, as we'll see, it's all gzerah derabanan, so we're not going to bring chulin la'azara by saying you have to bring another korban. We could tell you not to do it, but once it's done, then the rabbanan will, of course, have to accept the fact that the korban was kosher. Om Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, lo shena. When do we say that as long as the blood is detectable in the water, it's kosher to use? That's dafka ela shenaflu mayim letoch dam, where you started off with dam, and now the water falls into the blood. And we're saying, well, as long, it doesn't matter how much water there is, as long as the blood is detectable in the water as blood, we are able to use it. But how about the other way around? How about if blood drips into a large container of water? Then this doesn't apply. Why? If nafa dam letoch mayim rishon rishon batel. Since each drop of blood as it falls into the bucket wouldn't have been noticeable in the water, and it's only now that we have the conglomerate of all the blood that's there, now it's become noticeable. So that means that initially the blood was unusable. Since we're dealing with Kodashim, the halacha is that nitche, there's a concept called dichui that we've had many times before. If something was at one point unusable, it remains unusable despite the fact that now the situation has changed. So over years since, initially, when that drop of blood fell in, it wasn't kosher because it had become bottle in the mayim. So as we keep adding blood and now it's noticeable, it's not going to change it because it was already nitche. Omer of Papa, that's true, but it's only true vis-a-vis avodah, kachim. But let's say when it comes to a mitzvah like kisui adam, so suppose I'm shechting a bird, and the same thing happens, the blood drops into a large bucket of water, and now by the time it's finished draining into the water, I could see the blood, I have to do kisui adam. And I don't say, initially it was just water, and you wouldn't have been able to do kisui adam. There's no concept of dichui by mitzvot. L'fisha ein dichui by mitzvot, as long as I have it here, it's kosher. Because the idea of the mitzvah is that it focuses on the item as the item is. The idea of kachim is that it's not the item, it's the status of the item and its usability for avodah. So there it's possible to talk about dichui. The mitzvah, either you do have kosher, you don't have kosher. What's the difference what it went through? You do have blood or you don't have blood here. Its history is irrelevant to me. Mashenke, when it comes to avodah, its history is exceedingly relevant. Every last aspect of its history is central to my ability to use it. Amarish lakish. Now, initially this appears to be unrelated, Reish Lakish's statement. It's a fascinating statement. But we'll see that it immediately has impact on the concepts in our mission. So suppose a person wants to, he figures if I'm going to go, I'm going to go big. So he decides he'll eat pigul, notar, and tameh altogether. You know, might as well be over every yisra I can think of. So he takes a kizayat of pigul, a kizayat of notar, a kizayat of tameh, but all of the same type. So either it's all meat or it's all menachot, but it's all the same thing. And balalan zebezeh, he now chews it all together in his mouth. Had a big mouthful of iser. And he eats it like that. He's potter. That'll teach you to go in a big way. No drama at all. Why is that? Because e efshar shelo yarbe min al chaveiro v'yivatleno. As soon as he begins to chew, so he's got a kezayit. Tosfos learns we're talking about he has a kezayit, but so he doesn't have a large amount. So if anything of a kezayit becomes batel in something else, he won't have a shiur. Despite the fact that all of it is aser, we don't say it's all generic iser and therefore you're chayit. No, because each Yisur exists independently. The same way I can be Bavatal, one thing of Isser in Heter of something else, I can be Bavatal one thing of Isser in Isser of something else. So let's see, he begins to chew, and now a little bit of the Pigel Kizayit gets mixed up in his mouth in the Kizayit of Notar. So now the Pigel is bottled in the Notar? Now he's not going to have a Kizayit of Pigel. So now our question is, okay, but I mean, he certainly has a kizayat of something. That's all very nice, but what do we tell him? Can we say to him, don't eat that because you will be chayev malkot for eating notar? He'll say, I don't know, it doesn't taste like notar to me. Well, then it's pigel. I don't know. It tastes a little more notary. So there's nothing we can do. So therefore, there's no way to give him atra'ah, and he's not chayev at all. Now we learn from here, three things, says the Gemara. Shmamin atlat from this din of Reish Lakish. First of all, Shmamin ayisurim mevatlim zetzeh. We shouldn't say that only heter is mevatl iser. Every type of thing would be mevatl the other type in its halacha. And furthermore, Shmamin anotein tam berov lav dioraita. Because look, over here, you're going to say it's botol. It's a botol b'shishim. That's botol. I mean, a little bit of it is botol. You know, you have a half a zayat that's botol and a zayat. Quarter of a zayat is botol and a zayat. But I mean, certainly it's going to be no ten tam. It's a echad b'shishim. You see from here clearly that that shiur that we always talk about, which is based on the detectability. Now we begin to see what has to do with the Mishnah. That has to do with the detectability of the taste. Now, of course, this is not a case where it's detectable because it's all certain taste anyway. Reminds us of the issue in the Mishnah, in which it's all the same color anyway, but we created it. That's exactly why we bring this here, as we'll see. But in any event, normally we would say, look, Echad B'Shishim is still there. You see from here that it may still be there, but only Mina Rabbanan. It certainly wouldn't be Mechayev Yomalkus. As far as the Torah is concerned, it's rove or bust. So if you have rove of one thing, then that's it, it's Mevatel the other thing. Doesn't matter that it would still be detectable, it's Taima. Of course, we discussed this before, and Taisus says, oh, I'm not going to do that, sorry. Time warp, beep. Okay. So, it's okay, Barnea is here. So, and we furthermore learned, v'shmamina hatra'at safek lav shma hatra'ah, that since the problem over here is not that there isn't a kizayat of Israel, but that we can't identify precisely where the kizayat of Israel is, so that's enough, that it can't be mechayev v'malkot. You can't just tell a guy, you know, well, maybe you're going to be eating pigol, or maybe you're going to be, or you're definitely going to be eating Israel. He said, well, I don't know which Israel. So therefore, all these three things are necessary in order for Reish Lakish's statement to hold together l'alacha. Mativ Rava, you're saying to me that the din of taste is not a dioraita. So how do you explain the Mishnah here in Masechet Challah? Asa isa min achitinim min ha'ores. Somebody is baking a mixed grained challah, and he makes now a dough out of whole wheat and rice. He mixes rice. Im yesh ba noten, im yesh ba tam dagan, chayevet b'challah. That if it still tastes of the wheat, it's chayev and challah, even though it's rove orez. And I assume that means it's chayev and challah b'dioraita. No, says the Gemara, it means b'rabbana. I knew you would say that. So now how do you explain the next piece? Yachye b'seifa. And adam yotzei ba yedei chovato b'pesach. You could use it for matzah. I assume it can't be yotzei matzah b'rabbana. So here you've got something that is rove rice, but it tastes like wheat, and you're saying it's kosher for matzah. Obviously because the tam is what defines it. So how could Reish Lakish say that minyoraita is bottle, and that there's no chita?
To me, for me, it's a proof that we are allowed to eat always.
I don't think anybody doubts that. Yeah, it's just a question of the, you know, the minag of the kipion. Ah, says the Gemara, wait. Let's not oversimplify things over here. Here, obviously, you're talking about two different substances where we really can detect the taste of one and the other. It's not like we're saying, theoretically, if this were of a different taste, could I detect it? That's a different issue. But over here, we've got min b'she'eno mino. What was Reish Lakish talking about? Reish Lakish talking about meats, all meat, or all mincha. Pigol notar tame. Over there, he says, look, I mean, can you taste it? You're telling me you taste the notar? I mean, you're tasting basically meat. So you can't say, I noticed the taste of the pigo. In this case, you definitely can actually notice the taste of the wheat. Therefore, there, I wasn't talking about such a case, Reish Lakish will tell you. I was talking about a case where you don't really taste it. So we make a general halachal case, we'll say, shishim. But in reality, there's no tam here. So therefore, if it's min b'she'ino mino, like this case over here where I actually taste the wheat, yes, that is definitely a d'oraita. And you'd get malchus. I'm sorry, we thought it was d'rabbanan. It means it's d'oraita. You'll be yotzei your chiev of matzah. But what I was talking about, Reish Lakish, was min b'mino. Min b'mino is bato b'rov. D'rabbanan said, make it shishim. But you certainly can't give a guy malchus for the fact that it was shishim. And here is where we get to the problem of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we saw that where we have min b'she'eino mino, but it's the same min in terms of its taste. Where is that? The dam in the yayin, where of course taste is not the issue. The sense that we're interested there in is the color.
Same,
it's the same idea. No, where you're talking about the food stuff, the issue is the taste. That's where we're sensitive to whether it's present or not. We were talking about this case, it's the mar'a, the color of it, that we're sensitive to. But the question is, can we sensually detect it or not? That's the question. So we said in our mission, despite the fact that our senses are not able to discern the dam and the yayin, what we do is we theorize and we say, but what if it had been actually water? Would there have been enough to detect it? Yes. So then it's still there and it's kosher. So why don't we do the same thing over here? If this piece of meat wouldn't have been a piece of meat, suppose it would have been a cauliflower, would we have detected the notar in it of the meat? So then that should also be called detectable. But why is it good enough for the dam and it's not good enough for the notar? This is exactly the problem. Now we finally have zeroed in. So Reish Lakish is trying to tell me, but if in reality it's not detectable to me, as is, so therefore it's really only a Darabanan. But in our Mishnah, what we say is Ro'in, whether it would have been detectable, certainly over here in the case of Reish Lakish, if one of these pieces would have been a piece of cauliflower instead of a piece of meat, so then the taste of the meat would have been nicker in the cauliflower. So why don't we say the same thing as the Gemara? V'nishaer min b'mino, kim min b'she'ino mino. Why don't we pretend, now remember the word min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino, here is not talking about the din of min b'mino of dam b'dam. That's a separate question about whether we would say that min b'mino is bottle. Don't get confused with the words. Here we mean min b'mino not in specifically that it's exactly the same thing. We would say wine and dam is min bimino in terms of whether it's detectable is what we mean. Here it's literally min bimino. Okay, we see he doesn't hold of the min bimino in a bottle. But our question is, if it, in terms of its detectability, its taste, should be the same as the Mishnah. Doesn't it say that it's not in our Mishnah, nitarev bayayin, if the blood gets mixed in wine, so then it's min bimino in terms of detectability. Ro'inoto kiilu humayin. So then, let us theorize. Had it been water, what would have been the din? I mean, I assume that means, my love, ro'imoto le'yayin, that's the normal way to read the Mishnah, is the wine into which the blood was mixed should be now assumed to be water, just in theory, and see whether it's detectable. So here we should say, take the case of the pigle, turn it into cauliflower, and see if you can taste the notar in the pigle. Nah, says Gemara, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means if the blood gets mixed up in wine, so then who cares? You don't see it anyway. And the blood might as well be water. Boy, says Gemara, that is the most backwards way of saying that it's batel. I mean, it's a heck of a lot easier way. It's called batel. Now, pretend it's water and therefore it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's crazy to say such a thing. If you want to tell me that it's bottle in the wine, just say it's bottle in the wine. Don't tell me it might as well be water. But anyway, I mean, even if you want to you want to perversely insist that that's what it means, I'll prove to you that it's not like that. Here, take a look at the following brayta. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ro'ino Toki Ilu Hu Yayin Adom. Now the case over there is that you have a bucket that's tameh, and you want to put it into a mikveh. The water is going to slosh over the edge of the bucket into the mikveh, from the mikveh into the bucket. So now, the problem is you've got some liquid in the bucket. If the liquid is red wine, so then it has to change color in order to be considered to be mikveh water in the wine, mikveh water in the bucket, otherwise the bucket's not in the mikveh, because it's a chatzitza. I could see wine in the way of the water, never came in touch with the water of the mikveh. How about, however, if you have white wine in the bucket? So now it looks like water. So says Rabbi Yehuda, well, take the white wine and pretend that it was red wine. And then see if in the same proportion, had it been red, it would have already, imdeha mar'eh, it would already have been mixed with the water to the point where now it's watered. So then it would be kosher. And the mikveh is betayer the bucket. But if not, it's pasul. Now don't try to tell me that in that case, we're talking about ro'in. We're talking about ro'in l'chumra, not ro'in l'kula. We're saying, we're going, whatever it is that needs, whether it's the batel or the mevatel, whatever the case is that needs to be theorized about, so the dark color needed to be turned into light color, whether in this case it's the thing that's going to be the problem, that's the light color. Okay, turn it into a dark color. In our Mishnah, it's the thing that's going to be mitbatel into. That's now the same color, it's a dark color, so turn it into a light color. Whatever it takes. But see what you need to do in order to determine whether you would have been able to sensually determine the presence of the problem. In this case, the problem is the wine. In our Mishnah's case, the problem is the dam. Okay, whatever it is. So don't tell me that it's a way of saying, don't worry about it. On the contrary, it's a way of saying, worry about it. See what it would have been if it were something else. That's what rowing means. So how can you try to tell me that I shouldn't do the same thing when it comes to Rish Lakish's case of turning the meat into cauliflower, for heaven's sakes? Aha. Says the Gemara, well, yes, it's true, but who did you quote over here? You quoted Rabbi Yehuda. And that's absolutely true. However, Rish Lakish was not following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Don't think Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who speaks about this, my dear friend. It happens to be Machloket Tanaim, and Rish Lakish was going according to the Tana Kama that argues on Rabbi Yehuda and does not hold of Ro'in. D'Tanya, take a look at the whole sugya. Here we have a similar case. Dli sheyesh bo yayin lavan o chalav. Okay, you were tovel it. Ochinach harov. That's what the Tana Kama says. And that's what Rish Lakish says, didn't he? He said, if you can't detect it, it's a rove. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ro'ino toki ilu yayin adom im de'amareu kasher v'im lav pasul. So there you go. So it's not a question. There is such a shita, but it's not what Rish Lakish needed to believe. Ask the Gemara, even as is it, something is terribly wrong over here. You're coming to identify the shita in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and that rowing is used as a rowing lechumra, and yet I can show you that it's completely the opposite. It's really weird. Look at this. Here's the Mishnah, which has to do exactly with this issue. A dli. Now here you've got a container which was a spittoon. So now it's mole rokin. You put it into a mikveh, forget about it. There's no way to be mavan. There you don't have a liquid. There you have a thick substance that's going to prevent the water from coming into contact with the spittoon. And it's kilo lo taval. It's a chatzitza. There's nothing to do with color. But suppose it's a chamber pot that has urine in it now. You put the chamber pot in the mikveh. Now the urine is somewhat detectable in the water. So what's the din over there? Ro'inato.
Yeah, we're getting a very visual picture.
Yes, yes, the children in the swimming pool will have very much the same idea. So, what's the deal over there? Ro'inato ki'ilo humayim. What you do is you consider the urine to be the equivalent of water, and if the water would have now mixed within it and it would be water, it's fine. That's what we think it means. What it's going to end up meaning is that basically urine is water, but we'll get to that. So right now we think, without thinking about it too much, that the word roin over here is similar to the word roin that we had before, in which you might as well pretend that the color of the urine is the color of water. And how about if it's malei mechatat? Suppose you have water that was kadosh with the pora aduma. So now that's highly identifiable in a sense that we can't simply ignore it. First of all, it's metame, because the mechatat is metame taurim. And secondly, I mean, it's very expensive. This is not something that you're going to casually throw about. So over here, what do you do if you have mechatat? The din over there is you need a rove of mikvah water and in the inside of the bucket, and then the mechatat is bought till it all becomes mikvah, and now it's tohar, the dli. So ad shirbu amayim al mechatat. Now, look, this has got to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because what do you mean when you say pretend the urine is water? How can you pretend the urine is water? I guess the same way you could pretend, as we said earlier, that the white wine is red wine. So now you're going to pretend the urine is water. And yet, when we have the problem of the mechatat, it doesn't say, let's be machmir and pretend that the mechatat is wine and see whether the wine would be bottled. You see, it says rov. See, you're Rabbi Yehuda himself, that you said that was the makor of the din of roin, and we could pretend that it would be detectable if. And here's the same Rabbi Yehuda saying that it's enough for the rove. Vikatani to sagile beruba. This is sufficient for rove. Now, I understand, what does he hold? Does he hold, as it says in our Mishnah, that we pretend lechumra, and we'll say, let's take a look at the wine. What if it would have been water? Would I have been able to see the dam? If so, then we do have dam. And here he says the opposite. We go according to the rove. Omer Abaye says, no problem over here. Lokasha. There is, in fact, I mean, what appears to be a contradiction, but that's because sometimes Rabbi Yehuda is quoting the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel, and sometimes, with which he doesn't agree, and sometimes he's saying his own opinion. So, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe, when it says in our Mishnah that Roin Oto Ki Ilu Hu Yayin, that is going according to his Rebbe. That you can't be mevatel something as long as it would have been detectable if, in a case of min bimino. Again, min bimino is used in two ways. Min bimino we've used here very loosely, that it's indetectable. But it doesn't really mean the other min bimino, which means it's literally the same substance and therefore isn't bought at all according to Maman Yoma, because it's not a tarovet. So there, Rabbi Yehuda is indeed following Rebbe Gamliel, because what was the next thing that he said in the Mishnah? Ein dam mevatel dam. Why? Because min bimino, literal min bimino, is not batel. Who is the author of that shita? Take a look at this brayta. The Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda, Amar Mishum Rebbe Gamliel, ein dam mevatel dam. You can't have such a thing as we had here, dam behema and so on. You can do the zrikas hadam as long as there was some blood that was mixed in there, because it's all blood. You could do kisri adam as a mitzvah and make a brocha, even though it's mostly, I mean, maybe even 1,000 to 1. It's dam of a behiman. There's no din of kisri, but there's a little bit of the dam of the chicken in there, a little bit of the dam of the deer in there. That's it. That's also dam. Make your brocha, do the kisri adam. If you have spit of an adam tor and spit of a zov, ein rok mevatel rok, because it's both the same mean. Therefore, there's no way to be mevatel the presence of the rok tameh, and ein meraglayim. The same thing is true of the urine of a tor person, the urine of a zov, ein meraglayim mevatlin meraglayim. And so the solution is that indeed there is a shita of roing, which is really Rebbe Gamliel, except we quoted it as if it were Rebbe Yehuda, because he quotes his Rebbe. And there's the other Rebbe Yehuda about the problem of the mechatas mixing in the mikveh. That's his own personal shita, in which indeed you don't say roing, you could be mekel, As long as you have rov, rov is sufficient. Dam shenitarev b'mayim yesh bo marid dam kasher. Nitarev b'yayin roim oto kilu b'mayim. Nitarev b'dam behima o b'dam achaya roim oto kilu b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, in dam mevatel dam. Nitarev b'dam pisulim yishafek la'ama. B'dam atanzit yishafek la'ama. Rabbi Eliezer makshir. Im lo nimlach v'natam kasher. Because it's only a gezer. Om Rabbi Barava, om Rabbi Yochanan, lo shena lo shenaflu mayim letoch dam. Avon nafal dam letoch mayim, rishon rishon batel. Om Rav Papa, that's all very nice for kachim, but le'inin kisri adam, eno ken lefishe in tichuy b'mitzvot. Omar Reish Lakish, ha'piguva, notar ve'atameshe balalan zeve zeve ochlan patur. Why? Yiv shah shelo yarben bina chaviro v'yivat leno. So Shema Amina from here, Tlat. Shema Amina Yisroelim Mevatlim Zeze, V'Shema Amina Noten Tam Berov Lav Dioraita, V'Shema Amina Hatrat Safek Lav Shema Hatra'a. Mativ Rava, Asa Isa Min HaChitin U'Min HaOrez, Im Yesh Batam Dagan Chayev, B'Chalaf Agav Deruba Orez. Yeah, it's Min Rabbonan, it's Chala Min Rabbonan. Really now, Yach Yem HaSeifa, Adam Yotzeba Yedecho Vata V'Pesach, aha. Ella, okay. Min b'she'eno mino. Like this case, yes, there's the right of a taima. But min b'mino is beruba. And why don't we say nisha'er min b'mino ke min b'she'eno mino? And we should say ro'in as we do in our Mishnah, the Tanan, nitarev b'yayin ro'ino tokilu ma'im. When you say ro'ino tokilu ma'im, what do you mean? Ro'in l'yayin kilu ma'im, I assume. Maybe not. Maybe it means ro'in l'dam kilu ma'im and it's bottle. What? So then just say bottle, for heaven's sakes. Furthermore, v'otani rebiro miro ino tokilu yayin adom, in the case of the bucket with yayin lavan, and im deha mar eo kasher v'lapasu. Okay, true, but Reish Lakish doesn't agree here with Rabbi Yehuda. He's going according to the Tana Kama and Tanoi, the Tanya, the Li, Shiyesh bo yayin lavan, ochalavit bilo, ochinachar rov, which is Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yehuda omer, rohino tokilo yayin adom, which is rohin, and indeed that's our Mishnah, im dea mario kasher, vim lav pasro, ramine. Lishu male rokin vipelo kilu lo taval, meraglaim, ro'in, aha, ro'in ato kilu e'mayim. Male mechatat, so there you need rov. Ad shirubo ha'mayim ha'mechatat. Now, man shamat le'vit le'ro'in at all. It's got to be going with Rav Yehuda. And nonetheless, it says, sagale beruba. Abrabaya, yeah, you're right, but it's not a problem because one is following his own shita. Hodi day, and the chumra of ro'in, that's rabbe. The tiny Rav Yehuda, me'me shumar me'om li'o. Ein dam mevatel dam, ein rok mevatel rok, ein meraglaim mevatel meraglaim, and the same way he's machmer by min b'minai, he's probably machmer to be the one that says royin, and that's our Mishnah. Today's daf is Mesechet Zvachim daf ayin chet, and we begin with
Zokta Elikim Mishnah.
Dam shenitarev b'mayim. Im yesh bo marid dam kasher. Now, how about we've been talking until now about Eivorim, and we spoke about this Eivorim as being possibly, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we could pretend that it's Eitzim. How about if blood gets mixed up in water? So then, if you have marid dam, it still looks like blood, and you can tell that there's blood in it, then it's kasher. But let's say it got mixed up in wine. Well, then let us pretend, ro'inoto, let us pretend that the wine is water. Would we have been able to see the blood in that amount of water or not? That's clearly what it seems to be saying. Nitarev, let's say it gets mixed up in blood. So it's nitarev in the blood of a beim of chulin, or of a damachaya, which of course is chulin, is bechal not roi for the mizbeach, ever. Then also, ro'inoto, let's take a look at the dam of the chulin as if it's water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's never a problem, because if blood is mixed with blood, it's min b'mino, and no dam can ever be mevatel dam anyway. So that you don't look at it as being any different. The point over here is that it's always going to be there, because there's nothing that affects it in any way by making it less visible. Nitarev v'dam pesulim, let's say there's some dam psul in it, let's say roveh v'nirveh, like in the previous case. Yishafech la'ama, it all has to be poured out, even if the rove is is the kosher, as we're going to see later on, and the issue over here turns out to be a derabbanan, that we're gozer even with a rov is kosher. But again, this is for later. If it's gotten mixed up with the dam ha-tamtzit, remember, only the dam ha-nefesh is kosher, which is that original spurting blood, dam sha-nefesh yotzei behem. The rest of the dam that will ooze out is called dam ha-tamtzit, and that's not kosher for the mizbeah. So there, if it gets mixed up, yishafech la'ama. Reb Eliezer, on the other hand, is makshir. Sounds a little bit like the case of the previous mixture of evarim and evarim that are psulim, in which you can pretend that it's wood. Perhaps here we're talking about pretend that it's water, just as we did over there, and we mentioned briefly earlier such a concept, but this remains to be seen. In lo nimlach, now if the kohen, oh, that smart kohen who never asks what to do, he just goes ahead and does it. So, in lo nimlach, if he hasn't asked any questions and he went ahead and he did it, then even the Tanakama is made, since the only problem was a gezerah. Obviously, the Rabbanan wouldn't be mechayev you to bring another carbon, b'diavad, and bring chulin ba'azara, and therefore, it would be kosher. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, all of the case of mixtures where we say, yesh ba marid dam, it's kosher, even though we have a rov of water, that's only where the water fell into the blood. But if the blood fell into the water, we've got another problem. And that is that as it falls in, we have to analyze it drop by drop. The first drop falls in, it would have been bottled in the water because there's not enough of it to color the water. So at that moment, it becomes nitche for being able to be used for the mizbeah. You keep pouring blood in it, and now the blood suddenly reappears, so to speak, because there's enough of it to make an impact on this water. But then it was already nitche by then, and therefore you can't use it. So enough adam letoch mayim, as it falls, rishon becomes batel, and now you cannot make it kosher again. Omer of Papa, but that's only true for a kachim. If we're talking about a mitzvah, let's say now there's a chiyav of kisui hadam. So you're shechting a bird or a chaya into a bucket of water. The blood is dropping into a bucket of water. And now, after the blood falls in, it finally turns red. Whatever, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
So now it's back again to be blood. The Torah says you have to cover the blood of a bird after Shrita. You'd have to cover it. Ah, but why? Wasn't it nitcha? Ein dihui b'mitzvot. So therefore, l'inyan kisui eno ken. All we're interested in is there or not dam? We don't say, well, this is not roi dam to do a mitzvah. Of course it's roi dam to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah simply identifies this as dam. The question by avodah is, it needs to be avodah of dam that's roi for the mizbeach. Once it was nitcha from the mizbeach, it's no longer suitable for avodah. Omer Eish Lakish. You want to talk about a really wild case of mixtures? A guy's got a big mouth, and he stuffs a kezias of pigol, and a kezias of noser, and a kezias of tome, all at one time into his mouth, figuring, heck, if I'm going to go, I might as well do it big, you know? So he's bololam zebezeh, he squeezes them into his mouth, and he starts chewing. He's potter.
Really?
Yeah. This is wild. How did he get to be putter? Because, says Reish Lakish, look, what happens over here is that as he chews, one piece is going to be mixed with the rove of another piece. And there's no way to define what exactly is going on in his mouth, except with some nanotransmitters and so on, but we don't have that. So therefore, we're going to have to say that there's no way for us to know which piece was bottle in which other piece. But it's certainly impossible that he should have contained in his mouth three separate kezesim, in which not one of them got mixed up to become the miut in the other one. Since midiraisa, the miut would be bottled berov, that type of, let's say, the pigol is chewed in such a way that it becomes now secondary to the kezias of the nos. So now it's called nos, or not pigol, midiraisa. Now if you say to him, don't swallow that, you're going to be chayev on noser. The guy will say, no, sir, it was bottled in the pigle. All right, so be chayev on pigle. Well, you don't know that. The pigle might have been bottled in the tummy. All right, so you're chayev for one of them. Ah, but that's a hot rod safek. You can't really tell me what I'm going to do wrong now, are you? So, as with a full mouth. So, as long as you're a Talmud Chacham, you can get away with anything. And therefore, It would be batel. So now there's three very important halakhas that we learn from this. Well, first of all, shema mina tlat. Three things. First of all, we learn that isurin are also mevatlim ze'ezeh. In other words, in the same way we've been talking all the way about something mutter that is going to be vatal, something that's also vice versa. But here we see in Reish Lakish's halakha makes no difference. A iser A will be mevatal iser B if iser A is the rov, and vice versa. So it isn't really a function of an overall terminology, usser versus mutter, that we deal with rov. It's the specific identification of whatever it is that we're dealing with. That's A. Furthermore, Shema mina noten tam berov lav d'oraita. We know that the Rabbanan tell us that we should go according to the tam of a thing, a tam ki'ika. But here we see that he's putter. We cannot actually give him an onesh because midioraita, it was batel berov. Even though obviously the tastes become mixed in his mouth, that's irrelevant. Because as far as the dioraita is concerned, the only thing that's important to us is rov. What was the rov? And since we understand that it's impossible that there shouldn't have been a point at which something was batel in something else, how could you possibly have kept it separate enough not to be batel? So therefore, you've got this problem. Furthermore, we see, v'shma bina, hatra'at safek lav shma hatra'ah. If you cannot identify to the guy precisely what it is that he's going to be doing wrong, then that's not called a hatra'ah. And since you have no way of knowing precisely what it is that he's going to be doing wrong, so therefore you cannot give him hatra'ah. What do you think about that?
At some point in the digestive process, you're going to...
The digestive process isn't what's important. It's the act of swallowing the kezayit that's important. And what that's the iser. And what the iser is even defined before that. What's in your mouth? The moment it became batel, it became batel. Mativ Rava says, Rava, now wait a minute, this doesn't add up. Look at this. Asa isa min chitina min ores. Somebody makes a dough that is made out of regular flour and rice flour. If it tastes essentially like wheat flour, yesh ba tam dagan, so you'll have to take off challah. And afagav deruba orez, even though mostly it's orez, you still have to take off challah. So you see that we don't go according to the rov. We go according to the taste. And you're saying we go according to the rov. No, what do you mean? Maybe it means take off challah mid rabbanan. I knew you would say that. So may I ask you to please continue? Iyachi ema seifa. Now, you're making matzah out of a drabonan dough. Is that what you're trying to tell me? And you're going to be yotze with a dough that midioraita is orez, and suddenly this is a kosher matzah. Now, come. Clearly that's not possible. It may be kosher to eat, but it's not a kosher yotze, you're going to make chiyuv. So therefore, we've got a problem over here. How could you be yotzei chovato b'pesach if you're telling me midoraita, you go according to the rov and the rov is orez? Ela, we better adjust this, okay? There's another issue. The issue is whether the ta'am can be individually noted. The min b'she'ino mina, which is what we're talking about over here. Orez, chita, completely different taste. Over there, you're right. Since I can taste the wheat, indeed that is a dioraita and changes the identification of the substance according to its taste. But what Reish Lakish was talking about were different meats in which I cannot tell the difference between the meat of the pigol, the meat of the notar, and the meat of the tame. They may have all been from the same animal even. So I'm clearly unable to identify any tam. At that point, the tam becomes meaningless. And therefore, you cannot make a general rule that a noting tam, if I can taste the tam, is not a dioraita, which is what you thought we could conclude. We cannot conclude that. There's clearly a difference between being able to identify the taste and not being able to identify the taste. Now you understand exactly what this, which on the surface didn't have anything to do with our Mishnah, you now understand precisely what it has to do with our Mishnah. Because, in a sense, the issue of whether I could identify the color of the blood is exactly the same as whether I can identify the taste of the substance. Just another modality, another sense. One is sight and one is taste, correct? There's nothing magical about taste. The issue when it comes to tarovet is not just because we're used to thinking about tarovet in terms of taste. I mean, clearly when it came to kisui adam and so on, it has nothing to do with taste. It just has to be with issues of noticeability in tarovet. So now, in our mission, we introduced an idea called ro'in. Despite the fact that under the current circumstances, the color of blood is not notable because of the fact that the thing that it fell into is exactly the same color. Nonetheless, let us pretend that that thing should be the color of water. And then, would you be able to detect the blood? Why can't we do exactly the same thing with the taste? Despite the fact that the meat currently tastes the same and therefore we cannot taste the pigel in the notar, let us pretend that the meat is the taste of nothing or some normal other substance, and see whether we can in fact detect the taste in that thing. Turnips, perhaps, would be a good idea. Yeah, that's the case we use in the Maruchu. All right? So now you understand that we're touching the same issue over here. And therefore, asks the Gemara, V'nisha'er min b'mino k'min b'she'no mino. Why don't we treat this as if it were the other thing, and analyze whether, had it been the other thing, we would have been able to detect it? Isn't that what it says in Mishnah? Nitarev b'yayin, then pretend that the yayin is mayin. Ro'in oto kilo hu mayin. So, I mean, doesn't that mean ro'im oto, pretend the wine is water, and see if you could see the amount of blood that had fallen into the wine, see if you would have been able to detect that if it was water. I mean, what else could the Mishnah mean? Oh, no, maybe the Mishnah means look at the dam as if it's water, meaning forget about it. You'll never be able to detect it, and therefore it's bottle. Maybe that's what it means. Ro'in la dam kilo hu mayin. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, that is the most sick way of saying bottle I've ever heard in my life. Instead of saying the word bottle, say, let's pretend it's water. What? But tell me, Boile. Not to mention the fact that in the bright that says clearly, Tani Rabbi Yudo Meroino Tokiilu Huyain Adom Im De Amar Eu Kasher Vim Lav Pasul. The odd. Tani Rabbi Yudo Meroino Tokiilu Huyain Adom Im deha mar eu kasher, v'im lav pasul. So clearly, what we do in this case is where we have a bucket that needs tefillah, and there's other liquid in the bucket. So if there's wine that's red in the bucket, so then we have to see that the red wine became bottle in the mayim of the mikveh, in order for it to have a din of mayim, and now the tefillah will be kosher. But how about if there's milk or there's white wine and it basically looks the same as water? So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, what would it be if it weren't white wine? What if it would be red wine? So you have to give it the amount that would allow you to see whether, if it were red, would it actually be de'amare, or would it be bottle, and therefore, and only then, would it be kosher? But imlav pasul. So you see that what we do in cases where you think that, okay, there's no way to detect it, is not that we say, well, if there's no way to detect it, so then rov is fine. Not true. If there's no way to detect it, then we imagine, theoretically, how it would be detectable. So why don't we do exactly the same thing over here? What we should say is, instead of talking about something that we can't recognize its tam, so we should take the min b'minai and say, well, what if it would be min b'she'eino mino? So just like we had the case of the dam in the wine, and we said over there, well, you can't detect it, so it goes according to rov, but that's not what we said. What we said was instead that halacha is, look at it, we said, ro'inoto, and of course this is why this whole sugya is brought here, ro'inoto kilo umayim, and pretend that it's water. So that is clearly what it means over here as well, because that's exactly what we're doing. In this case, we're pretending that it's red wine, because we're looking at it from the opposite point of view. But the idea, the underlying idea is exactly the same. Instead of being makel and saying, let's go according to the rov, because anyway, we can't really see it, or we can't really taste it, depending whatever sense you're going to be using, instead of doing that, say, well, theoretically, if we could taste it, would it be batal now? Is there enough of heter to be mevatal? Or theoretically, if we would be able to see it, such as the case in the mikveh, if there's enough heter now, would we be mevatal it? And that's how you determine it. Now, this is a little misleading, because, of course, Rabbi Yehuda's own sheet is that min b'mino is never batal. So even though it's saying the Gemara's kash was min b'she'eino, min b'mino, let us be m'shayer b'mino, as if it was min b'she'eino mino, doesn't mean literal min b'mino. Because min b'mino, what we mean over here is in terms of its detectability, such as wine in, rather blood in wine, which was the first case in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda argues in the case where it's blood literally in blood, because there you have a complete min b'minai, which holds bichlal, it's not shayach to say that there's something here that could be mavatal. How could the same thing be mavatal something? It's just bechazikit to be there. And therefore, we really have three issues here. We have where it is detectable. So let's say we have the dam b'mayim, or we have the taste of the dogan, of the chita, in the orez. We have where it's not detectable, but it's different species, such as the red wine rather red blood in red wine. And then we have literally where it's the same species, where it's blood in blood, which Alibid Rebuta wouldn't be butted at all. But in any event, clearly the meaning is not that roinoto kilu umayim means roin the dam kilu umayim, as a strange way of saying it's batal. What it means over here is that even though it's not detectable as it is, let's be machber to see if it would have been detectable theoretically and not be semechon rov. In which case, we have now a question on the way in which we were tining that it should be batal barov. Answers the Gemara, well, it's true we have a question on Rish Lakish, but only Alibet or Rebbe Yehuda. It's not as if Rebbe Yehuda is the only Shita over here. When Rish Lakish was talking about Bittul Barov and not saying Roin, he was going according to the Tana Karma, who argues in Rebbe Yehuda and doesn't hold of Roin. Where do we see that there's such a machlokas Tanoi? To Tanya, Deli sheyesh bo yayin lavan, which is the case we're talking about now. So you have a bucket that's tameh that needs tvila. It's filled with white wine or with milk, o chalav, vid below. So the Tana Kama indeed says exactly what Rish Lakish says. Holchin achar arov. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says, ro ino to ki ilu yayin adom im dea mareo kasher vim lav pasul. And so what kind of question do you have on Rish Lakish? Because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rish Lakish was going alibe the Rabbanon. Vramini asks the Gemara, this doesn't work. Because you're saying that Ro'in is meant to be a Chumra. So that if it's possible to detect the thing, that we should certainly not be Semech on the Rove. But we've got a contradiction. Now you're telling me he's going alibe the Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Rain by the case of the Dli, and therefore it explains why Rish Lakish disagrees. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda himself says Rain Lakula. Take a look at this case. The Dli. Now in this case the bucket was full of spit. Was a spittoon. So it was a spittoon for sure over there, since the spit is thick. It's not going to be anything but a chatzitza. You'd have to wash it off. There it's not a question of whether we identify it as water or not. So there, it's, you were tevelit, he'd be look, you will tevelit, forget about it. It's as if you were never tevelit. Now, suppose it's a chamber pot and it's full of urine. Now, urine is certainly somewhat detectable in water. It's a slightly different color. And nonetheless, the din is, you can pretend that that urine is, for all intents and purposes, water, and therefore you don't even need a rov, because it just becomes part of the mikveh. So over here we're saying ro'in. In other words, we're willing to see something as if it were something else, because it's close in color, And over here we're being makil to turn it into mine. Okay? Nonetheless, when we talk about something where we cannot be makil, so let's say it was mole mechatat. Mechatat is not going to, even though it's water, but because of the fact that mechatat is an avatuma, and it's kodesh, with this special din of paraduma, with all of its halachas, we can't ignore it. So definitely it's not going to be bottle as if it's just water. However, what shear does it have? The shear is ad shear ba'amayim ha-me'achatat. If you have rov mei mikvah and miyat mechatat, you go according to the rov, and you do not say, let's be royin lahachmir, and pretend that the mechatat is yayin adom or something, where I would have been able to be makir, it's mara. I don't say that. Even though I'm talking according to the man d'amar who holds rowing. So says the Gemara, now look, man shamet adit le rowing, who would this man d'amar be? The only person that we've met so far who holds that there's a din of rowing something, even when it isn't that thing, that would be saying, let's take a look at the urine and pretend that it's water. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And what is the case when it comes to the mixture of the mechatas b'mayim? He isn't machmir with the royin. Instead, what he says is, okay, so in that case, you'll do a rov. Now I'm really confused. Is royin a way in which we're going to be machmir and say it's detectable? Or is royin used over here, lakula, but not being machmir, as if it's a yayin adon? So how could the same Rebbe Yehuda that you want to identify as the makor of this entire shita in the Mishnah that's being machmir and saying, let's view it as red. I mean, how could it be Rebbe Yehuda if Rebbe Yehuda himself is the one who says over here that rov is enough to be mavata the mechatat? Rabbi, look, you're absolutely right about that, but that's simply because there are two elements in Rebbe Yehuda. There's Rebbe Yehuda's own shita, and then sometimes we quote Rebbe Yehuda, but it's really Rebbe Yehuda who's saying over his Rebbe shita, who is Rebbe Gamliel. So hadi dei adarabe. So where it says over here in this Mishnah about the mechatat that they're batel barov, it doesn't say anything about rowing. That indeed is Rebbe Yehuda's own svara. It's not that he holds rowing at all. The reason that he says Meirag Laim is not because it's a din in rowing. There's nothing to do with it. Rowing is a din that is limited to mixtures, dinim in tarovet. When it comes to the dinim of hashaka in a mikveh, there's no relationship between that issue and the rowing that we're talking about in terms of making something visible in a tarovet. So stam. Rebbe Yehuda, what Rebbe Yehuda is saying over here about the bitul mechatat is really nothing to do with the urine. So let's not talk about who is the man d'amar. We know we're talking about over here that it's going alibet Rebbe Yehuda, yes. Nonetheless, it's Rebbe Yehuda's own shita. That's true. Now, and there he indeed says that the halacha is we don't say rayin lahachm. Whereas the braita that says, ro'in, the yayin alavan, there we see that Rebbe Yehuda indeed is machmer, like the sheet of our Mishnah, and that's, we say, ro'ina tokilu yayin adom, that is going according to his Rebbe, Rebbe Gamliel. And Rebbe Gamliel's shita is, even though we don't know Rebbe Gamliel's shita specifically about this sugi of ro'in, we do know that Rebbe Gamliel is the shita that's machmer on taruvens, so that when it comes to min b'mina, or literal min b'mina, of dam b'dam, he is the Rebbe Yehuda that is mentioned in the Mishnah here, ein dam avatel dam. That's really Rebbe Yehuda Omer, the Tanya Rebbe Yehuda Omer b'shum Rebbe Gamliel, ein dam avatel dam, ein rok mevatel rok. So that if you have spit of an adam tahor, it's not going to be mevatel the rok of a zav, which is metame. And ein meraglayim, which are taurim, mevatlim the meraglayim of a zav, which are tameim. So therefore, if a little bit of rok tame got mixed up, or a little bit of urine from a zav got mixed up, according to Rebbe Gamliel, they'll never be batel. and they will always be mitame. And therefore, that's a different issue. That's min b'mina, eno batel. And Abaye is telling us that in the same way that we've identified Rabbi Gamliel as the true author of the Shita of the Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in our Mishra L'Chumra, so we understand that he is probably also the one who is machmer even when it's min b'she'eno mina, but it's min b'mino in the sense they look the same. In other words, it's an indistinguishable min b'she'eno mina, that over there, he is also the one who would be machmer to say ro'inoto kilu yayin adom, and he would be the author of the Shita in our Mishnah. Dam shnitarev b'mayim imesh b'mari dam kasher nitarev b'yayin ro'inoto kilu humayim nitarev b'dam b'ma o b'dam achaya ro'inoto kilu humayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer in dam avat adam nitarev b'dam pisulim yishafech la'ama b'dam atamtzit yishafech la'ama. Rabbi Eliezer machshir im lo nimlach v'natan, since it's only gzeirat rabbanan, kasher. But that would not be so le'inyan kisui adam, l'fisha ein dichui b'mitzvot, and you'd have to do the kisui. Omar Reish Lakish, ha'pigul v'anotar v'tamei, sh'bolalam ze b'ze v'achlam patur, yi efshar sh'lo yarbe minach aviro v'yivatlenu. Sh'ma min atlat, sh'ma min ha'yisrim v'atlim ze etze. Shema mina noten tam berov lav dioraita, and shema mina hatrat zafek lav shmei hatrat. Mativ Rava asa isa mina chitinu mina orez yesh ba tam dagan chayavim b'chala. So apparently it's even dioraita. Afagav the ruba orez. Now it means chala min rabbona. Indeed, yochi ema seifa v'adam yotzei ba yedecho v'tam pesach. So obviously it's dioraita. Ella, you're right. Min b'she'eino mino is b'taima. Min b'mino, since I can't detect the tam, they're indeed berov. So why don't we just nishayer min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino, t'tzna nitar b'yayin ro'inoto kilu umayim? So apparently, I mean, doesn't that mean ro'inoto l'yayin kilu umayim? No, it means ro'inoto l'dam kilu umayim. That's ridiculous. They just say batel. Not to mention the fact that it says clearly that it doesn't mean the thing that is now being causing the iser, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you know, tokilu yayin adom, in the case of the wine that needs to be mitbatel in the water, im de'amareu kasher v'imlav pasul. Well, actually, Tanoi, the Tanya, delish yesh bo yayin lavano chalav itbilo hochinach harov. That's Rish Lakish. So he's clearly going a little bit of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, who indeed says, would actually say here that let us see what the din would be if the pigo was a turnip and wasn't basar. Ramini, Talishu Mole Rokin Vit Bilo, Kilo Lotaval. Meraglaim, Rinoto Kilo in Mayim. Mole mechatat, you need rov, but it certainly doesn't say roin. Man shamet itle roin is rebuta. Nonetheless, he says rov is enough. Amar Abaye lo kasha. Hadidei ad rabbe. Tetan rebuta amer bishum rabban gamliel. Ein dam mevatel dam. Ein rok mevatel rok. Vein meraglaim mevatlin meraglaim.